world building. Naked emperors are what naked emperors do. Don't let them fool you. Eventually, it will all run its course. And even then, they will only rule so long with force. We see this in how Rome met its fate, where wisdom was seen as a crime against state. And no, there's no arguing that. Either have real education or fall flat. I understand that nobody likes transformations, but you will not know any of these nations. To put it mildly, we are not in range to witness this change. These ideas, the world, and these new nations are for the youngest of our generations. They have to be simple, tested, and clear, so that they may proceed without fear. There's nothing old about the design of the new world. Crime must be prevented at all cost, because later, far too much is lost. Powerful education, therapy, and mental health must come first. And the new schools must create a real scientific thirst. It is important to protect science, as it will ensure multiple pathways to self-reliance. But history of philosophy must be above all else, as it helps us rise out of our shells. And indoctrination will be seen as a crime, because we must set aims on wisdom this time. Human beings are extremely special, and each is unique. We require a very particular learning technique. There must be no stress or punishment in class, and teachers are forbidden to threaten or harass. Each student has a unique path and pace, and all students must be taught on case by case. Organized education, grades, and testing is fraud and should be banned, if not outlawed. There is no one school approach that will work for all, but each student has a unique way to reach their goal. Each area of interest should have multiple doors and emerge multiple lessons as the student explores. To ensure accessibility, automation, tooling, and quality, the automated parts of schools should be built on a text-based virtual reality. Rather than teachers leading the lessons for all, the students will be solving puzzles in a virtual dungeon crawl. All of this has to be editable, open source, and free, so that it is allowed to grow like a great wisdom tree. As to solving poverty, $100 a day for 100 years is $3,650,000. The new economy will grant each person this amount to spend across a lifetime. The card just comes with a 24-hour $100 spending limit to ensure stability, erasing a great deal of human suffering and vulnerability. Thus, the new world will learn to use a new paradigm when dealing with crime. Criminals will require understanding, therapy, and education. Proper care for those in need is one of the pillars of a stable nation. The laws require a virtual world where they can be defined so that the case can be simulated, contextualized, and correctly aligned. In a world where crime is seen as a mental breakdown, human beings are not inmates, and they are built up, not stripped down. It takes millions of people to build a stable new world, and it requires retiring whatever has run its course and became broken or old. But designing a world top-down starts with just three things. The formula of 365 days times $100 times 100 years to erase all fears. A small plastic debit card with the symbol of a heart, converting the stupid mistake of money to one of our greatest works of art. And an Earth passport to remind us that we are the same, that we are one, that we need to erase divisions as we are one family under the sun.